I couldn't figure out how to get the face to change.
Okay.
Like a watch too, because
I'll call
to like
order
that.
The meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council, and note for the voice record that today is January 17th, 2019, and that we have an entire contingent of our city council members are all here and present. Our city administrator and deputy are here, our deputy city attorney, our state senator, and our two folks that are here about to be sworn in later, if things go according to plan. Okay. Do I hear a motion regarding the agenda as it has been presented?
Madam Mayor, I make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay. Rodney moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. You have before you a consent agenda, which includes the minutes from our last meeting, November 15th, the operations activity report for November and December of 2018, the financial reports for October and November of 2018, both unaudited, the Georgia Department of Transportation Title VI non-discrimination agreement. Do I hear a motion regarding the items on the consent agenda?
Move to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Chip moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We have no old business before you tonight, so I will move us on into new business, which is our code of conduct affirmation. This is an agreement that this group made with each other years ago, wherein we would annually recall to our attention the code of conduct we worked together to create. We want to annually affirm that. The code requires that it be brought before council annually and asks each council member to ratify the code of conduct anew annually. The code of conduct has been presented in print to everybody, and I'm not going to read all of it to you. Suffice it to say that it's something that we have all been proud of, that has enforced and supported civility in our meetings for years, in ways that other cities would envy, I think, and I'm glad that we have that. The original code was made by a council in a retreat, worked very hard for quite a long time under the guidance of the Carl Vinson Institute of Government from the University of Georgia. That's how we came up with it, and it's all there for everybody to read. Do I hear a motion ratifying the code of conduct?
I'd like to make a motion to ratify the code of conduct for 2019.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Rebecca moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. And I would add that I'm grateful to work with all of you. It's not a hard thing at all. Okay, the other thing we do this time of year, every year, is elect a new mayor pro tem. Do I hear a nomination in that regard?
I'd like to nominate Rebecca Spittler to be mayor pro tem, to fulfill the duties of mayor pro tem for the term of 2019.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Scott moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. And I would also add my thanks to Rebecca, who has been reelected for years and always done a really phenomenal job. Okay, mayoral appointments have also been submitted in writing, and the council has discussed them with each other. Do I hear a motion regarding the appointments that I have made?
I'd like to move to approve the mayoral appointments as presented.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
Okay, Chip moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We are now moving on to setting general election qualifying dates and fees, which has also been presented to everybody in writing for the 2019 general election, and we need to also appoint an election superintendent. Pat, do you want to talk to us about that?
Okay. It's an election year, as you may recall, the Georgia Election Code requires that each municipal governing authority by February 1st of an election year to set and publish the qualifying fees and appoint the superintendent that will oversee the election. This year, terms for the offices of Mayor Lois Salter and council seats currently held by Rebecca Spittler and Bob Smith expire. This resolution sets the qualifying fees at the statutory 3% of annual compensation, in other words, $150 for mayor and $27 for council seats. The resolution appoints me again as election superintendent in accordance with state law.
Do I hear a motion to that effect?
I'd like to make a motion to adopt R-01-19, a resolution to set general election qualifying dates and fees to appoint Pat Chapman to the position of municipal election superintendent.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you. Scott moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? That's unanimous. And we have, of course, the comprehensive plan update that we've worked on with outside assistance and consultation for quite some time. Pat, would you review that for us, please?
I received notice in early January from ARC that the Department of Community Affairs had completed its review of the draft 2019 comprehensive plan update as submitted without any suggested changes. It's the same as the final draft presented for public review back in December. With this resolution, the city adopts the plan as its guide for future decision making and focus of implementation efforts over the next 5-year period, when an update will once again be necessary. The document will be available on both to the public both here at City Hall and on the city's website. It's also available through the Department of Community Affairs and the Atlanta Regional Commission.
Okay, do I hear a motion regarding our comprehensive plan update?
I'd like to make a motion to adopt R-02-19, a resolution to adopt the 2019 update of the comprehensive plan as presented.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Rebecca moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Do we have any public comments? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Madam Mayor, I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Okay, do you hear a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Rodney moves, Rebecca seconds. All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous, and I appreciate everyone's time.